a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 9, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter. Today, we're taking a second bite at the topic of Peter's vulnerability. We've been in Luke chapter 5 for a while, but today we move on to Matthew 16 and verses 13 to 20. I won't read the whole section, but perhaps paraphrase some and read other parts. But in verse 13, Jesus is with his disciples and he asks them this key question. "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they say, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you're Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And he told them not to tell anybody else what they had uncovered. The rest of the disciples do not speak up when given the chance to express their convictions personally. They say what other people are saying, but not what they think. But Peter is different. Peter tells Jesus what he's thinking. Perhaps it's also what the other disciples are thinking, but perhaps they don't have the confidence to say so. Peter, by speaking up, takes the risk of looking like a fool. What if he's wrong? And Peter is then, as a result of his faith, love, vulnerability, given a vision of the new thing that Jesus is calling him to. You may notice in the Gospels that Peter often functions as a spokesperson for the rest of the apostles. For example, in Matthew 15 and verse 15, it's Peter who asks, "Explain the parable to us." And in Matthew 19, it's Peter who answers Jesus and says, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" He is someone willing to speak his mind, open his mouth, let people know what's going on between the ears. There's something about verbalizing our convictions which strengthens them. Jesus responds to what Peter says here in this passage in Matthew 16 with the phrase, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." Why is he blessed? Perhaps it's because his heart has revealed as being in line with God's heart, and thereby God is able to reveal things to him that are hidden from most people. God is able to reveal things to Peter, and then ultimately to use him as one of his key agents in the kingdom. Because why? Well, because he's willing to be vulnerable. How do you feel about being vulnerable with God and on God's behalf? The feeling of vulnerability can be quite scary, but that's living by faith, isn't it? The feeling of vulnerability can feel unstable, but that's one of the things that drives us back to God for the strength and the security that comes only from Him. Do you have anything in your life right now which is causing you to feel vulnerable? Do you have any fears about speaking your convictions out loud? Why not take some time today to ask God to give you the confidence in Him to share your convictions with others, whether they are fellow believers or those who do not yet know God, and ask Him to give you the strength to trust Him during times of vulnerability. I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.